I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With Israel's incursion into Gaza City, what is the hope for the region? And where does true hope lie? Later, stay tuned for a lesson in how to pray for your lost loved one. The story coming your way in just a few moments. First, Israel has launched its ground incursion into Gaza City, calling up 60,000 reservists to join the fight against Hamas. Pastor Israel Pakhtar with Beit Halal Congregation in Ashdod says the challenges go far beyond firepower.
It's Israel getting to guerrilla war. When we study history, you know, the guerrilla war is the most challenging one. Even big countries struggle with the guerrilla war, and the fighters, in our case, terrorists, hiding among civilians, and you never know who is the soldier and who is just a peaceful person. It's very complicated.
Yet already, Palestinians are anticipating a new civil administration after the dust settles. Gazans, including teachers, lawyers, and activists, are leading a grassroots resistance to Hamas influence. Ultimately, the conflict is pushing people both in Israel and Gaza to search for hope beyond politics.
So now it's the time to comfort and to preach Jesus, because he's the only solution for Israel. He's the only solution for Gaza. It's only hope. There is no political solutions. At least I believe there's no political solutions to the situation. I know only God can change and do miracles.
To fellow Christians, Pakhtar says,
I want to ask all the friends to pray for Gaza, not only for peace, but also for freedom for the gospel.
Next, we're asking you to pray for Armenian pastors who've gathered for a conference this week. Eric Malk with Slava Gospel Association says the focus is on exhorting one another to preach the hope of the gospel.
Together we see that the best we can do in our world today is declare the eternal hope that we have in God, which has been afforded to us through Jesus Christ.
The conference comes as Armenia and Azerbaijan sign a U.S.-brokered peace deal aimed at resolving a regional dispute ongoing since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
We have seen the constant tension, the fear of sending young men to war, the fear of losing men, the fear of losing more cities and towns and villages.
The 99-year lease involves a 27-mile stretch of land within Nagorno-Karabakh that will be developed as an international trade route.
What is established now is a road map for commerce and prosperity for both nations.
Relief from decades of fighting doesn't dissolve centuries of ethnic and religious tensions, but Mach says churches continue declaring hope.
They continue to do the work that God has raised them up to do. And so there is the political scene, but in the middle of it, there is the freedom that we have in Christ.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And finally, are you feeling discouraged because your prayers for loved ones seem to go unanswered? This is where Ron Hutchcraft's three-pronged open prayer approach, inspired by Colossians 4 verses 3 and 4, can provide encouragement and direction.
Lord, open a door. That's a natural opportunity for me to bring up my relationship with Jesus. Secondly, open their heart. If you're putting them on my heart to talk to them, would you get their heart ready for when I do? And then the third prayer is, Lord, open my mouth. Give me the courage. Give me the words when it's the time. Give me the tone.
When those three doors open, share your testimony with honesty and vulnerability. Authenticity helps break down defenses and opens hearts. And if you doubt if your testimony is interesting enough, ask yourself, if it weren't for Jesus, what would my life be like?
Tell me about your lonely times. No Jesus. Tell me about your depressing times. And there's no Jesus. The difference Jesus is making in your everyday life, that's your story. That's your hope story.
As we share our story, the persuading is up to the Lord, who has a rescue plan for our loved ones. Just like a glove can do nothing without a guiding hand, so is our life and outreach powerless without His gentle lead. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.